Good evening, everyone. Welcome to this evening's Village Hall Village Board meeting. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do I have a motion, or let's call the meeting to order, roll call. Trustee Harris, here. Trustee Genrick,
here.
Trustee Atwood,
here.
President Raptor, here. Trustee Dart,
here.
Trustee Green,
here.
Trustee Dennis, all present. Regarding tonight's agenda, we are going to scratch number six. The number six horse has been scratched for tonight. We discussed that issue at our last village board meeting. So there's nothing to do on that. Do I hear any other modifications to the agenda or a motion to adopt the agenda as modified? Trustee Green.
Move to adopt.
Seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Announcements. Starting tomorrow.
Today?
Today. Starting today already. Don't park if it's snowing. No. There is no overnight parking in the Village of Alloway from November 2nd through March 31st. From 2 to 6 a.m. Our election is November 8th. That's the general election and absentee voting. Absentee voting is still through Friday of this week. So far, Alloway has registered. Approximately 33% of the registered voters have voted already, which is about 3,000 people, which is pretty darn impressive. I understand we're in a contest with other neighboring municipalities for the greatest turnout, so tell your friends and neighbors to get out and vote. Don't forget, you need a proof of residence. With a photo ID. There you go. I just saw proof of residence.
To register.
Oh, to register, okay. Are there any other announcements from the village board? Are there any announcements from staff? You are a lonely staff member.
Yeah, only that is lonely.
I wonder if there's a baseball game tonight.
I don't think so.
Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on to public appearances. Is there anyone in the audience this evening who would like to speak on anything that is not on this evening's agenda? Mr. O'Rourke.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I've appeared here before. When I was co-chairman of the bike bed committee, I noticed that an unlawful rezoning of a couple parcels was going on. I asked for the Wisconsin Attorney General, this board, to contact the Wisconsin Attorney General to look into that. In a little bit, it will be asked that Attorney Duffy have his contract extended. I would ask that motion, that item, be tabled until after the Attorney General has had a chance to look at the unlawful rezoning that is currently going on Riverside Drive, both at St. Joseph Street and at the Town and Country property. This problem has been going on for quite a while, and a bizarre scheme to circumvent the zoning code has been hatched in the village. It has upset a large number of residents, both at Webster Heights, when it was trying to put a gas station in, through the planned district development process instead of a simple rezoning. Riverside Drive, when a gas station was planned to put in a commercial area instead of a simple rezoning. On Martha Street in Webster, when an apartment complex was planned to put in under the planned district development instead of rezoning. And also at the Town and Country site, when that was put as the planned district development, and that was the most bizarre, and that developer ended up walking away from the transaction. So I'm asking that the item number 5 on tonight's agenda be tabled until the Wisconsin Attorney General has had a chance to look at this, because Mr. Duffy has been actively telling this board how to act on these matters. The rezoning was done in secret closed meetings, and it wasn't gone through the Plan Commission, and the variance that was put on, on St. Joseph Street, that wasn't gone through the correct procedures either. So the plan district development process has been used to circumvent the zoning code. It's been going on for a long time, and it needs to stop. And the person who's in charge of stopping it is Mr. Duffy, and he's not doing it. Thank you.
Thank you. Trustee Green.
Mr. O'Rourke, I've got a clarification. I would love for you to tell me what is unlawful that's being done with regards to zoning. Because the planned development district, we're allowed to have it. How that came into being was because some parcels were getting rezoned commercial, and then what was going in there did not fit with the neighborhood, nor was the Zoning and Planning Commission's intent or the village's intent. And, I mean, I'm going back 20, 30 years, so I'd just like to know, what about the planned development district you think is unlawful?
We discussed it at the Plan Commission meeting last week. Here's the zoning map. And the zoning code should be improved. It doesn't need to be scrapped and replaced with the new $60,000 zoning code. $5,000 or $6,000 adjustment to it could be made. But here's the zoning code.
Correct. But the PDD is an overlay.
I'm familiar with what the PDD is not allowed to be used to circumvent the zoning code. If you want to put an apartment complex on a single-family lot, you're not allowed to simply call it a PDD and do whatever the damn well you please. So that is what happened on Martha Street.
Well, no, let's back up the truck. Martha Street, they filed for a PDD. It did not come before this board at all.
It shouldn't have come before the board.
It went to zoning and planning, and then it came here, and it was going nowhere. So the thing is, they have the right to file a PDD, but the PDD didn't come here, nor was it initiated by this board. So, and when it did come here, we denied it because it doesn't fit. So people can propose things.
Why did you deny it? Why did you deny it?
It didn't fit.
That's not a legal reason for denying it. That's not a legal reason for denying it. We have laws. Zoning laws are important. We have to follow the laws. If you don't like the laws, you have the ability to change them. You have to follow the laws.
And the PDD is lawful, and it's an overlay to our zoning.
It's clearly stated that the PDD, the Planned District Development, is not allowed to be used to circumvent the zoning code. You're not allowed to use it to get around the zoning code. If you have a commercial property, like the one on St. Joseph and Riverside, and you want to put a big apartment complex on there, but the zoning code won't allow it, you're not allowed to call it a PDD and then call it a day and put it in anyway. That's what's going on.
Okay, I'm glad to know where you're coming from. I completely disagree with what you think's going on.
It happened. Now, the rezoning, the PDD at the Town and Country, that was a fiasco, and that developer came here and he just wanted it to go back to the regular zoning, and you guys wouldn't let him do it. So that was a fiasco, too.
Oh, I completely disagree with your assertion regarding what happened between us and that developer.
What happened?
We're not allowed to discuss what happened in closed meetings. That is not what happened. So, I mean, at this point, the reason that didn't work had nothing to do with the PDD.
He had offered to purchase. I was in the open meeting, and he said he wanted to just go ahead and purchase it and develop it under regular commercial guidelines as it was zoned, and that was declined.
No, he didn't want to do that.
No.
He still wanted the exterior to be different from any material that we support in our zoning code, so he would have had to ask for a change or a variance to that.
Yes.
He did not offer to do it to build to code. He still needed the variance.
That property should not have been a PDD. There was no reason to have it designated a PDD. There was something went on which it was classified as a PDD. Part of it got spun off, rezoned as residential. It was a mess. It was a fiasco. There was no reason to do a PDD. Should have been sold straight up, above board, as a straight sale.
Thank you for your opinion.
Would anyone else like to address the board this evening? Okay. Hearing none, we will move on to item number 5. As we know, Attorney Duffy is planning to retire in April. His contract ends in December, and he is proposing an extension to his current agreement to take us until we come up with another attorney. And he is also offering his services during a conversion time, if you will, if we require it. So do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Genrich.
I would move that we extend Attorney Duffy's contract as it's been presented until such a point that we have a replacement available.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Dart. Any discussion? Trustee Harris.
Just to clarify about Jim, to understand the motion in terms of when we would have a replacement available, do we need to get a set date, or what would we be looking at in terms of the succession process, for lack of better words? I don't know if Brad can help with that.
Yeah, I can help with that.
Okay.
Attorney Duffy also represents the Village of Howard, and so therefore the Village of Howard Administrator and myself have been speaking because of the similarities, and instead of duplicating the process, that we would try to work in conjunction to interview the attorneys and bring those to our respective boards.
I could modify my motion to include a not to exceed 6 months. If that would be helpful. I think he was talking about a couple of months, but.
Yes, the agreement, if it goes through, would take you to his retirement of April 1st. However, at any such time we select a new attorney, this contract is null and void.
Okay.
Unless we need his services as a special counsel.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve the extension to Attorney Duffy's contract and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 7, consent agenda. If there is no opposition, we will take items 7A through 7D, approval of election inspectors, approval of village board minutes from September 20th and October 4th, and accept and place on file minutes from Economic Development Council Committee, Historic Preservation Committee, Bicycle and Pet Ad Hoc Committee, Planning Commission dated 9/26, Public Works Committee, Board of Appeals, and finally, approval of accounts payable dated 10-3, 10-7, 10-14, 10-21, 10-25. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve it.
Trustee Harris. Do I have a second by Trustee Genrich? Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Do I have a motion to move into closed session? Convene into closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 19.85(1)(c) considering employment, promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation data of any public employee over which the governmental body has jurisdiction or exercises responsibility, specifically employee reviews. Trustee Eckert, thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Atwood. Roll call. Trustee Harris.
Aye.
Trustee Gennert.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
President Rafter. Aye. Trustee Dart.
Aye.
Trustee Green.
Aye.
Trustee Dennis. We are in closed session.